From a recent article in the Spokesman Review, this spring Montana wildlife officials confirmed 5 cases of a deadly neurological disease less than 25 miles from the Idaho panhandle. Chronic wasting disease, which can decimate deer and elk populations, was first confirmed in and around Libby, Montana in May. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. So obviously grave concern on the part of deer and elk hunters. Thought you might want to hear the thoughts of retired professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, Dr. Don Davis.
There's a lot of bad information about CWD, and they wanted us to go back and look at the scientific journal article and to write a review of that. Contrary to what you read in the media, it's a very rare disease. USDA compiles all the testing data from the various states from 1996 until 2012. They tested about 1.3 million deer. They found about 4,000 test positives. So that works out to be about 4 test positive animals per 1,000 tested. And those numbers have not changed since 2012. Just because a deer is test positive does not mean it died from CWD.
Dr. Davis told me that he didn't think that the disease could be transmitted to humans by eating venison. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.